Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the attack continues. The attack against civilization itself, as simultaneously, all over the world, in exclusively white countries, the governments of those countries have decided to use a combination of propaganda, of forced, compelled speech and censorship to indoctrinate people into accepting their own demise, while simultaneously not needing you to accept anything, because if you oppose them, they will stomp your face into the dirt and do it anyway. That's the message they're sending. It's long past time that we take them at their word and take them seriously and understand that anything else they're saying is a lie. Anything else. Britain might be the best example to look at. And the absurdity, the insanity, and the... there aren't even words for it. In 2016, they voted for Brexit. And they voted for Brexit almost exclusively because of the issue of immigration. Sure, there were some concerns about fishing rights in the north and, you know, economic trade here or there. But the vast majority of people who voted in that plebiscite, in that referendum, were voting for immigration reform. They were voting to exit the EU and therefore exit the requirement to be part of the free travel of the EU that allows people to come over to England. England, I remind you, should have exactly zero refugees, zero asylum seekers. I mean, again, just like think about how absurd all of this is. In order to be a refugee or an asylum seeker with legal, legitimate, you know, position as a asylum seeker, you are required to seek protection in the first safe country you arrive to. Geographically, England should have zero asylum seekers, zero refugees. You cannot get to England from anywhere else in the world without passing through, like, unless they're refugees from France, the Netherlands, Iceland, or Ireland. UK is not the closest safe land. So there should be zero. There should be zero of these people. But they welcome them in by the millions. They welcome them in to such a degree that not only are entire swaths of England now completely dominated and taken over by them, I believe it is the Bradford City Council that just published their portraits. There's not a single white British person in the government of this township. They've been completely replaced. They have been utterly boxed out. You can imagine the rainbow coalition of diversity. It does not exist, and it has never existed. People like to think that, well, we'll welcome in a million Indians and we'll welcome in a million Pakistanis, and then our town council will be, you know, four British people and three Pakistanis and a Black Caribbean and a Chinese expat. And the, no. What you get is all Pakistani Muslims. That's it. You get no white people, no Christians, no Hindus, no Jews. You get monolith. You get the opposite of diversity. You get an invasion and a usurpation and a conquering. Duh. So that happens. And again, it happens to such a degree that not only are the populations that are brought over big enough to actually carry out like sustained, coordinated rape gang activity, but it's then covered up by the authorities that understand the prime directive is get Pakistanis in, cover up anything that would work against that mission. So in 2016, they fight like hell. They fight tooth and nail. They launch this long shot, ridiculous at the time, seeming demand with Nigel Farage in the EU. You remember when Brexit won, what was his famous line? Who's laughing now? Or you're not laughing now, right? Because when he first said, I want Britain to exit the EU, he was laughed at. He was mocked. It'll never happen, they said. Nobody wants it. So shut up. he fights for a decade to get this thing to actually have a vote. They spend the whole campaign in the lead up, you know, tearing British society apart on this question. You know, it was this the biggest political movement ever in the UK. Brexit wins against all odds. And then nothing happens. Nothing. I mean, can you point to me where it was all about immigration? And the people writing articles at the time said over and over, because their main argument against it was like, if you vote for Brexit, it's because you're racist. You're a racist Brexiteer. This is all about race. This is all about immigration. Of course it was. And the majority of the British voted for less immigration, just like in every European country ever, every time they've ever held a vote about immigration. The result has been they want less immigration. They want a restriction of immigration, a reduction of people coming in, and an expulsion of people already there every single time. And they never get it. They never have. They never will. It's not going to happen. That's not the way things work. I think it may have been Way of the World or no, it was Morgoth's Reviews. Morgoth's Reviews on X has a classic tweet that's like, there's something so sick about the way that we are all frantically trying to vote our way out of a system that we did not vote ourselves into. Isn't that absurd? In fact, it's because it's the opposite. Not only do we not vote ourselves into this problem, we voted to not have this problem. They did the problem anyway, and now we're thinking a vote is going to fix it? That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. That's obviously not the system you live in. So like I said, maybe it's easier for me as an American to have a view of like Ireland. Like, am I expecting too much? Because my vision of Ireland is like car bombs in the 90s, right? I mean, wasn't that you guys? Wasn't it like fighting imperial takeovers for 100 years? Was it like we're going to do car bombs and petrol bombs and arm our young women and we're not letting this island be taken? Like, wasn't that you guys? Like, am I expecting too much for you to carry over that just a modicum, just maybe a percentage of that same attitude towards the actual deliberate genocide of your people and full-fledged takeover of your entire island? Have I put too much hope in this concept? Is it because, like, I gotta admit, I'm sort of don't have a lot of hope for America. I really don't have a lot of hope for America. I mean, you got, you know, things like this. Woman indicted for attempted arson at Texas Republican Party headquarters left note saying FJDJTFICE. Like, when I think of America, I think of people like this everywhere. And it's kind of like, what are we even supposed to do at this point when it's our own countrymen who are just destroying everything as quickly as they can and getting away with it for the most point and being funded for a large part as well. And so I just have to look to Japan and be like, but you guys have kept your, you know, ethno-nationalist character. You guys have kept your homogeneity, right? You have kept your purity in this chaos. You're going to give it up now? You're going to give it up now because your prime minister agreed to let Miriam Adelson and Alex Karp drop 500,000 Bangladeshis into your neighborhoods? Why? And am I expecting too much? Where is the spirit to stop this before it happens? You know, it's like, here I am in multicultural hell, in diversity hell, screaming to the people on the other side of the wall, like, stop it while you can. It's just starting now. You can still stop it. You can still stand up. You can still extricate yourself from this. Don't fall for it. Don't let them get a foothold. You have to stop them. You have to physically stop them. They have to be afraid to come to your country. And the government has to be afraid to bring them. That's the only answer. Nothing else works, folks. What other option do you have? You can vote, they ignore it. You can protest, they beat you with sticks. They are telling you the lesson is being ignored, but they're trying to teach you it. You have to fight them. And here we have to fight them too. It's just, at a certain point in America, it's like, well, you know, we got too many traitors. We are almost at this point, like too far gone. And again, of course, this is the plan, right? This is the reason why it's kind of hard to, you know, expect your police force to stand up against the native born. If the police force aren't even native born, you have a police force full of Muslim people. They'll be happy to go crush the natives, kick their teeth in for daring to protest against the new importation of hundreds of middle-aged men from God knows where in the world. And as far gone as Europe seems already be, as America already is, they are ramping up again. They are ramping up for another major push for immigration, just like they did in 2015 under Angela Merkel. They're doing it again. And in this case, it's Spain leading the charge. And once again, the false dichotomy that we endlessly find ourselves in is that either you can be a slave to Israel and the wider, you know, Jewish diaspora, or you can be against Israel, against the genocide, in favor of, you know, the Palestinian people, but you also have to actively destroy your own country and your own people. I don't understand it. I don't understand why you would even have to make this argument. Like, is it like, what even compels people